Thanks for tuning in to Radio Bucky.
She's the one who picks you up when you feel down, and you know you'll always miss her, but she's not around. But if you see her in your dreams, you're never alone. That you can make her jealous or make her smile, and you know when she needs solace, it's just for a while. But if you see her in your dreams, you're never alone. So learn the hard way through the pain. Giving still remains. Oh. She can give you times of trouble or peace of mind, but solemn moods that dwell within her give way to the kind. But if you see her in your dreams, you're never alone. And she can be your longest moment or your best friend. She can take or leave the losses, but win in the end. But if you see her in your dreams, never alone. So learn the hard way through the pain. When their misgiving still
Steve O'Connor with a song called Never Alone, which is quite apt because we have here tonight in the studio at Radio Bucky two representatives of a clan, Tracy Seller and Jill Stewart. Welcome. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good.
Yes, good, laddie. Thank you.
Well, we're going to be talking about a new service that clan have in the area, and in Bucky in particular. And it's a drop-in session, and that is, I think, on a Monday, is it? Yep.
That's right. Right. It's on every Monday afternoon from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock in the Seafield Medical Practice.
What sort of services do you cover with clan? I mean, probably quite a few people will know already, but I think we need to, if there's some new listeners out there that might don't know you, perhaps we can put them in the picture with that.
Mm-hmm. We offer support to anyone who's affected by cancer, and that can be from pre-diagnosis right the way through their journey. So it's whether the person has cancer themselves, or it may be a family member or a friend or someone there caring for, but we'll support everyone. We support whole families, individuals, and it's a confidential service, so they can come along and just chat to myself or Jill for the children, and we have volunteers as well who undergo quite a lot of training, so they can come along and talk to any one of us, and hopefully we can be of some support to them, and also we can signpost them to to other areas where they can gain more help and support as well.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, and you, Julie, you're involved in that on a Monday as well. I've met you there.
Yes, absolutely. I can travel out to Bucky as and when required. I can see children from my youngest children are 4, right through young people up to age 18. And again, as Tracy had said, it can be pre-diagnosis. I can do pre-bereavement work, post-bereavement work, and just work in any area that's appropriate. Each child and each family have different circumstances. Just as every cancer is different, then every family situation is different, so it's client-led.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that it sounds as though it's quite a delicate subject, you know, the cancer problem medically wise, and I suppose it affects quite a lot of people in different ways. And it sounds as though you cover all the age groups and male and female as well, right across. Is
Absolutely.
That correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
it is. Yes, we cover all ages. The service we provide at both at Elgin, where we have the main centre on the High Street just next to Marks and Spencer's, and in Bucky and Lossiemouth, is a drop-in service, so people don't need an appointment for us, but they do need an appointment to see Jill, and Jill takes referrals for the children and families service, yeah. And that's the only difference. And the services we have available at all of the centres are we have the Children and Families Service, a drop-in, listen and support, and we also have counsellors available if anyone was in need of a counsellor. And from the main centre in Elgin, we do 3.5 days of complementary therapies, and we also do complementary therapies at the Lossiemouth Centre, which is at the Murray Coast Medical Practice on a Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping if we can find a therapist on a voluntary basis, that we'll be able to provide that service in Bucky as well.
Oh, excellent, yeah.
The other thing we do is we provide transport. We have our own car, so we give people who are unable to get into Aberdeen, to ARI or to Raigmore or to Dr. Gray's in Elgin, we can provide transport if they fit the criteria for needing to be taken there and back.
Oh, gosh, that would be useful, yeah. For a number of folk, I would think. Yeah. Do you get a lot of people picking up on that?
We do get a few, yeah, people who are unable to make their own way there or to use public transport or the NHS system because of the distance, and they can be quite ill, so need to get there and back as quickly as possible. So we do get quite a few people asking for that service.
Yeah. Gosh, it's quite a comprehensive service, really. Yeah,
we do a lot of work. We've got different groups as well. We have a ladies group who meet on the fourth Friday of the month in Elgin. Uh-huh. And we have a men's group who meet on a Tuesday evening, every Tuesday evening, and also the first Thursday of the month. And then we have various relaxation classes going on, as well as that's 4 days now, complementary therapies, and then Jill's work as well. So we do a lot, and we're always out and about in the community fundraising and doing awareness events as well.
Well, I think we'll talk about the fundraising thing later on, perhaps, mm-hmm. as well.
It's certainly an important part of the job.
Yeah, so I think we mentioned quite a few things there. Yeah, well, actually, I suppose we could talk about the fundraising gossip, because we've got a little concert organised for you in November. November
right.
the 26th.
The 26th, yes.
At the Finnechty Hall. And I think it's 7 doors at 7, I think it was, and start about 7:30 probably. And but that will be advertised locally with posters and probably in the local press as well, I should think. We'll probably get that sorted out at some point. And
yes, we're looking forward to that. That should be a good evening.
Yeah, well, it should be a really good evening because it's the first one, I think, that folk at the Salmon Body have done as well. And I think they were really pleased that they could link in with the Clan charity aspect of the thing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always great when people approach us and offer to do some fundraising for us.
Yeah, well, it fell into the category when I was talking to the girls over at Seafield Medical Centre just a couple of weeks ago, and I thought this could be a good idea because I knew that we were at the Salmon Body were looking for to do something in that sort of link, mm-hmm. so it works in quite well. So that hopefully will be very successful for everybody.
Yes.
You obviously, you must have some interaction with the local medical service as well. I mean, obviously the Seafield Medical Centres, you have an interaction with them and stuff as that. And
we cover
the whole spectrum of stuff around the NHS as well.
We work very closely, myself in my role, which is to run the centres in Moray and liaise with all of the other centres across the northeast of Scotland and Orkney and Shetland, is to work alongside the NHS, which is what we do closely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great to be given the opportunity to be in the medical centre so that we can work alongside the clinicians and people that they refer clients to us for support, and we work closely with them to provide the best outcomes for the people who have cancer or are affected by it. So it's great to be right in the medical centres, and of course it's a handy place because they're all part of the community. It's handy for people to be able to come in and speak to us then as well.
A lot of children's referrals come via GP practices.
Oh, really? Do you?
Yeah,
oh, right, okay.
A lot of my clients come.
All of them?
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
No. Children can self-refer. Young people, teenagers, often self-refer. I get a lot of referrals from schools, both secondary and primary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Parents can refer, but more and more GP practices are actually referring to me as well.
Yeah.
Which is
That's excellent. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we'll maybe just play another track while we're at it here.
Like a walk in a meadow, or your face to the wind. Like a cool drink of water from a clear mountain spring. Like a hole in a highway that fills in the rain. In my mind these things remain, though I can't hold them quite the same. So what about life? And what about touch? If it's a believing thing, and what about trust? And what about time? And what about cost? If it's a forgiving thing, then what about us? Yeah, what about us? With the skill of a hunter to a cry in the dark, with the truth of an arrow as it flies to its mark, with the grace of an eagle that soars in the sky. A believing thing, then what about trust? And what about time? And what about cost? If it's a forgiving thing, then what about us? Yeah, what about us? And what about life? So many times wondered, so many times tried not to cry. And what about life? So many times I've squandered what little chances pass me by. And what about life?
Oh, well, that was a little bit of Steve O'Connor there again. And we're back here with Tracy and Jill and regarding the Bucky, new Bucky drop-in session for Clan. And, well, obviously, I think you've got some volunteers, I believe, in your organisation as well. Is that sort of, must be part of the thing as well. Do you want to mention a little bit about that?
Yeah. Yes, the volunteers are a major part of what we do with CLAN, and without the volunteers we wouldn't be able to offer the support that we can or provide the transport, so we rely on volunteers for every aspect of the job that we do, and we have some absolutely amazing people who volunteer with us, some of whom come from either medical background or professional backgrounds themselves. It's very important that we do get the right people, because the job can be very emotional and draining at times, so we need people who have the experience and the life skills to be able to deal with that. We do offer 3 days training, which is quite intensive, and that's so that we make sure that we're getting the right people in for the role and that they feel happy in coming to join us at CLAN. And what we're looking for is people who can commit to probably half a day a week and who will be committed for the long term, because we put so much into the training and development of the volunteers. We need to know that they're going to be sticking around for a while. We have different roles. We have the support volunteer role, where people will be in the centre, in Elgin, Lossiemouth or Buckie, and in other centres that we hope to be opening over the next few years. And they'll listen, they won't judge people, they won't try and give them the answers to or any solutions, but they will listen and be supportive to people. It's also important that we have events volunteers as well. We're often out and about in the community doing the fundraising events, but also doing awareness events so that people know that we're here, because quite often we find that if you're not affected by cancer, then you don't need us, so you don't know that we're here. So we've been in Elgin for over 3 years now, but we still need to keep getting out throughout Murray and letting people know that we're here. So we do that by going out and giving talks, attending lots of fundraising events and doing awareness events at Dr. Gray's Hospital and throughout the community. So it's all sorts of volunteers that we're looking for. So if anyone's interested, then please give us a ring up at the Elgin Centre or call in and get more details. We'd be delighted to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. And have you got a Facebook page or anything like that?
We do have a Facebook page for the main CLAN Centre in Aberdeen, but all the information can come through to us from there, so
okay.
Mm-hmm. That is fine to use. Or there's we have on the website, we've got a web page and all the information's on there. Just have a look at that. The other sort of volunteers we're looking for is volunteers who are keen to work with children, because we have children's events on as well. So I shall pass you over to Jill to tell you all about that.
Okay. I run children's groups during the school holidays. I found that when cancer hits a family, often a child can feel it's only ever happened to them, that no other child in the whole world is involved and impacted on by cancer and have their lives changed overnight almost. So it is really rewarding to see children coming together. I've got a group, for instance, organised for next week. I will have about 25 children from maybe 7 or 8 different schools within Murray who don't know each other. However, they have met at previous CLAN children and families groups. So they now begin to look out for each other. They've made friendships within that group. And I need volunteers to help me encourage the children to talk to each other. It's then hugely rewarding for myself and the volunteers to be able to encourage that talk, then listen to children as they'll say to each other, "Oh, I'm here because my mum has cancer just now." Somebody else might reply, "Oh, my mum had cancer last year, but she's getting better and her hair's growing back now." And the volunteer can step back and see these friendships developing.
Mm-hmm.
When children's lives are impacted by cancer, suddenly they are isolated from their peer group, because what's happening at home isn't happening in everyone else's home.
Mm-hmm.
teenagers especially, I find age 13, 14, 15 year olds feel very different suddenly from all their peers. The teenagers are at the age where they're starting to push mum and dad away and assert their independence, but suddenly if a parent has cancer, they no longer want to do that. Mm. They want to hold that parent close again, which makes them very, very different from their friends at school. Mm. So a social group such as a children and families group is really rewarding and satisfying.
Yeah, it must be very rewarding when you see all that stuff happening. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's excellent, yeah.
So we decided after being open in Elgin for a year that because Murray's quite a big area to cover, we didn't want to expect everyone from the outlying areas to have to come into Elgin to see us and get support. So it was very much in our remit to try and open outreach centres just one afternoon or one day a week in different areas. So we piloted that in Lossiemouth, which worked very well in the medical practice, and that was last March. And then this year we were given the opportunity to open in the Seafield medical practice. And the reason we want to do that is because sometimes people don't want to leave their hometown. They'd rather speak to someone on their own ground. Yeah. So what we try and do is get very local volunteers as well to each town or village so that they know the area, they know what's happening in the town, and they know the best people to signpost our clients to. So we have two lovely volunteers who are working from Bucky, Marlene and Shirley, who are just absolute gems. Yeah, they're just lovely and really, really easy to talk to. So one should be afraid to come and see them. We do find often it's the first visit, people are very apprehensive. They don't know what to expect, but it's just a very relaxed, informal atmosphere, and there's just someone there to listen to them. We've been very lucky to work alongside the Buckingham District Cancer Support Group, and we both just want the best for the client. So we do slightly different things, but working together we can make sure that the client always gets the best solution and help that we can offer them. Mm-hmm. And we also work alongside Macmillan and the Yorks. That's important, to be alongside all the agencies for the best outcome for everyone.
Yeah, we're tied in, yeah. Yeah, and one of the other things, you actually have to give us some information, and we'll put it on our Facebook page, which is quite popular. So, if there's an email address that perhaps that people would want to sort of contact you with as well, is that possible to give that over as well?
Yeah, it's just, we've got two that I'll give you. Mine, which is tracy.seller@clanhouse.org. But just have a look at the clan website. If you put in clan house or clan, it should come up, clan. And it's got all the information there. It's got the opening hours, everything you could need on there, all the phone numbers, the contact details. So just have a look on there.
We'll definitely get something on our Facebook page as well.
Great.
And we'll try to get some people to contact you, listeners to contact you as well. So, that would be really good. And so I think we'll just pop over and have another track, and it's going to be The Needs of the Many, which is going to fit in probably quite nicely with the programme as well.
When the eyes of the world are focused on the one who's less forgiving, instead of those in fear of living in a troubled land, you believe what you will. No matter what your creed or your persuasion, there'll be no celebration in our plans. Yes, in our plans. And as the blameless and the lone and pitiful toil beneath the sun, we should all share the manna that falls. And
then the voices of the vain and powerful echo on and on, while the needs of the many get spurned. There's a place in the world for each and every one to stand beside us. There are signs there to remind us of our fate. You can take or deny, or listen to the ones who yearn for changes, because the ones whose words have failed us never wait. No, never wait. And as the blameless and the lone and pitiful toil beneath the sun, we should all share the manna that falls. And then the voices of the vain and powerful echo on and on, while the needs of the many get spurned. When precious things are taken from our grasp, and everything that's left us made out last, it's only in the blame that we share. Of every wish we harbor deep inside, there's never been a wish would not survive. With a little care and attention, and as the blameless and the lone and pitiful toil beneath the sun, we should all share the manna that falls. And then the voices of the vain and powerful echo on and on, while the needs of the many get spurned. And as the blameless and sun, we should all share the manna that falls. And then the voices of the vain and powerful echo on and on, while the needs of the many get spurred.
That was The Needs of the Many by Steve O'Connor. So we're back to Tracy and Joe. And I think, Joe, we'll look at the children's aspect of things, I think, now, if that's a possibility. Sure. How you go about sort of getting them involved and so on and so forth.
Right. Well, as I said earlier, referrals come from various sources. And when I meet a child for the first time, obviously it can be quite daunting for them, just as it is for us to go into a new situation and meet someone brand new.
Yeah.
So a child needs to build up a trust in me before we can work together.
Yeah.
I would never ever expect to sit down and start questioning a child about any sensitive issue. So to begin with, the first two or three sessions may just be playing games, doing craft work. I do lots of artwork, talk about the boy or girl's hobbies, anything that they're comfortable in, until maybe session three or four, where they're more prepared to sit down and open up and have an honest conversation about what's actually the issue at home and what's troubling them.
Uh-huh.
Usually that'll happen about session three or four. With younger children, little ones age four or five, sometimes there are no words. Sometimes they are just upset, angry, a bit shocked. Schools will tell me that their behaviour It can be one extreme or the other. A little child who has been very confident can become quite sullen and quiet, or the exact opposite. A child who's always keen and focused suddenly goes off the rails and starts falling out with people and being mean to their friends. All these erratic behaviours usually point to something going on, something underlying that is troubling the child. So for younger children, we can play with puppets. And actually, there are no words. Children can act out with the puppet what's bothering them at home, and we can solve the issue that way. With older children, I believe honest questions deserve honest answers, and children will become very, very open and say, you know, I want to know exactly why Dad's drugs are making him so sick. I want to know exactly what he's been given. I want to know why he's having radiotherapy. And I say to the children, I have no medical training. However, I work very closely with the staff, the Macmillan nurses up at the Oaks. And if a child asks me a medical question that I can't answer, I'll say to them, I'll find out for you for next time. Mm-hmm. And the Oaks is my source of information, so I can bring back that information and explain it to the child in terms that they understand. So for little children, it can be tiny little snippets of information fed to them, you know, in tiny bits over a number of sessions, because they don't always retain what you tell them the first time. And with older children, obviously, you make it age and stage appropriate. Every day my job is different. I can be out at schools, I can meet children in a leisure centre, a library, a swimming pool, cafe. I'll say to them, I will meet you wherever you're comfortable. The service is client led. If they are happy for me to go to schools, that's fine. Some certainly don't want me to go anywhere near schools, so I'll see them in the clan drop-in or anywhere else of their choosing. A Tuesday evening in Elgin is particularly rewarding because we can have a whole family supported by the service. Dad can join the men's group, Mum can have a complementary therapy while I deal with the teenager. And we have a couple of families at the moment that call it their night out because there's something for everyone. My job is hugely rewarding, you know, seeing a child on their cancer journey from the beginning through to the end, where they're more confident and can carry on their new normal life, because life will never be normal as they knew it before, but it can be a new normal. That's hugely satisfying.
Yeah, sounds great. Yes, I mean, I many years ago in one of my career posts, I did some counselling because I was a union rep at the time and sort of thing. And it can be very, very rewarding.
Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
I can still hear your laughter alone in my room, with a TV and papers tell of only old news. Now I sit at this table, stare at the floor, hoping you come back through the door. I've been hiding my feelings, saving my tears, but I can't stop running away from my fears. And I carry your picture around in my mind. How could you leave me behind? Oh, you were the best thing in my life. There were words that I could never find. Mind. If I could turn back the pages, hold you in time, to you I'd mean everything, you'd still be mine. Now my days are all empty, nights are so long. How could things go so wrong? I remember the places that we used to go, and all of the good times that we used to know.
They're all over and gone now. It hurts me inside. Why did you run and hide? Oh, you were the best thing in my life. There were words that I could never find. Trouble mine. Oh, you were the best thing in my life. There were words that I could never find. Ease your troubled mind.
There we have it. I think it's just a case of maybe you could give us just a final sort of wind up as far as the new Bucky Clan drop-in session.
Yes, certainly. Just a reminder that we are there every Monday in the Seafield Medical Practice, from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and we have Shirley and Marlene there every week to come along and speak to them. You don't need an appointment, just call in. You can come in the side door as you head up towards the Seafield Hospital. There's a door there, you'll see our big purple banner.
Yeah, I've
with
seen that.
Clan on. You can't really miss it, so just come along if we can be of any help or any support, or if you just want to find out a little bit more about what we do, come along then. You'd be very welcome to share a cuppa and talk to us.
And any families who are interested in making a referral to me can do that at Bucky on a Monday, and I would then arrange to meet with them the following Monday.
That's great. Well, thanks very much for coming in, girls, and doing that for me. And hopefully it'll get a bit more advertising for your drop-in session. That'd be super. And so this is Larry Duncan on www.radiobucky.co.uk signing out. And we'll just finish off with another track from Steve O'Connor.
When all I need is love and understanding, you say I'm everything you want me to be. And I don't need no telling or reminding that you're the only friend that I'll ever need. And I don't know if God created angels, and I don't know if God created everything we see. I only know if God created angels, it's though he chose the best one and saved you for me. Whisper to me softly at my shoulder, with tender words that sound so warm and sincere, that you're there to hold on to should I falter. Yours the sweetest voice that I'll ever hear. And I don't know if God created angels, and I don't know if God created everything we see. I only know if God created angels, it's though he chose the best one and saved you for me. And with each day that passes, you grow closer to my heart. Yes, more than ever. When all I need is love and understanding, you say I'm everything you want me to be.
I don't need no telling or reminding that you're the only friend that I'll ever need. And I don't know if God created angels, and I don't know if God created everything we see. I only know if God created angels, though he chose the best one and saved you for me. It's though he chose the best one and saved you for me.
This is Radio Bucky. Join us again soon.